Good morning, brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
The topic this morning I want to share is on following Jesus.
今日我交通嘅主题系跟随主。
It's a process.
系一个过程。
It's a joyful process.
系一个充满喜乐嘅过程。
And we have to cross that line at some point.
我哋要走呢条路嘅。
Sometimes we know about Jesus.
好多时候我哋认识耶稣。
Or he may be our savior.
佢系我哋嘅救主。
But your relationship cannot stop just as him being your savior.
但系你同主嘅关系唔可以停留喺佢作我哋救主呢个地步。
Your relationship with God cannot be just like your gym relation, your gym membership that will enrich your body.
你和主这个的关系不可以好像你去健身室参加报名一样，因为那个健身室即是能够令你的身体强壮。
So your relationship with God is not just something to enrich you spiritually.
所以你和主的关系同样不是只是为了使你属灵的身体强壮这样的。
Or your relationship with God cannot be like something to enhance your life.
你和神的关系不是只是为了使你的生活可以过得好一
点。So your relationship with God should not be just like another app on your phone.
所以你和神的关系不可以不同你电话里面另一个的程式这样。
You know, when I get my smartphone, my life was enhanced.
当我买了我那个智能手机之后我的生活就被改变过来。
I feel smarter.
我实在感觉自己更加充满智能更加聪明。
But you know, it's so much convenient.
实在是非常方便。
If you're on the way to the airport, you can go to one of these flights program, and you'll find out is the flight on time or not.
你去緊機場，你就可以打開你嘅手機，開一啲機場嗰啲嘅程式去 check 下，去睇下你嘅飛機係幾時起飛。
Or if you get a little bored, you can go to your phone and you can play games.
如果你悶嘅時候，你可以去你嘅手機嗰度玩遊戲。
Your relationship with God is not just like another application that will enhance your life.
但是你和神的关系不能够就是手机另外一个的程式能够使你的生活过得好一点。
Or your relationship with God is just not another way to help you to live a better life.
你和神的关系不是另外一个方法使你的生活过得好一点。
Or another way for you to get what you want.
亦都唔系另一个方法能够使你得到你想得嘅嘢。
Your relationship with God should be absolutely central.
你同神嘅关系实在系要成为你生活嘅重点。
It's not start from you, but it start from God.
唔系着重喺你身上面，而系着重喺神嘅身上面。
It's not how to use God to live a better life.
不是怎样去利用神使你的生活变好。
Your life should be a life how to get you to God.
你的生命是要着重在如何能够去亲近神。
Let me put it another way. Is your relationship with God is not trying to help you how to choose the school you want to go.
换句话来讲你和神的关系不是使你选择大学那个的方法。
But it is, you should ask is, how is the school you want to go help you to get to God?
你是要问这个问题就是你揀的那一间学校如何能够使你更加亲近神。
When your life is centered with God,Then you had a true relationship with God.
当你的生命的重点是放在神的时候你就和神有这个真正的关系。
Because many times we are using God for our own gain.
因为很多时候我们都是利用神、为着我们自己的利益。
Now let's turn to a passage in the Bible.
我们请打开圣经一处。
It is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5.
在路加福音第五章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 1.
路加福音第五章第一节。
We'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 11.
我们会从第一节读到第十一节。
One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water edge two boats left there by the fishermen, who were washing their net. He got into one of the boats, and the one belongs to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boats. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down the net for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the net." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and his companion were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John and son and Zebedee, Simon's partner. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boat up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船关在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说：把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。西门说：夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那些船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船动了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
So here we see how Peter encountered Jesus.
在这里我们见到彼得如何遇见耶稣。
According to the gospel, this is about the third time that Peter came to meet Jesus.
在福音书里面，这一次是第三次彼得是遇见耶稣。
We know Peter know about Jesus.
我们知道彼得认识耶稣。
He heard about Jesus.
他听过耶稣的名
字。 In fact, Jesus has healed his mother-in-law from a high fever.
的确，耶稣之前是医治了彼得的外母。
Here it said that Peter was at the shore and Jesus asked him to move his boat a little bit away from the shore and start preaching.
在这里讲到彼得在岸边，咁耶稣就叫佢将只船撑开少少，之后耶稣就上咗船开始教训别人。
So after Jesus teaching to the crowd, Jesus asked Peter to do something.
当耶稣去教训众人之后， 耶稣就吩咐彼得去做一啲嘢。
To put out into deep water and let down the net for catch.
佢係吩咐彼得係將船開到水深之處，之後下網打魚。
You know, the way the fishermen catch fish at the time was, they would catch the fish at night.
大家知唔知道，原來嗰陣時嘅漁夫打魚，係喺夜晚打魚嘅。
They would not catch it during the day.
佢唔會喺日頭打魚嘅。
In fact, according to this, we saw that Peter was having a tough time that night, the night before.
喺呢度講到，之前嗰晚，彼得係好艱難嘅打魚。
Peter was grown up as a fisherman.
彼得生出嚟就係打魚㗎啦。
He's a professional fisherman.
佢係一個係一個專業嘅打魚夫。
So he knows the current of the water where the fish are.
佢知道水流去邊度，魚會流去邊度。
So when Jesus asked him to put the net down,
所以當耶穌叫彼得落網打魚嘅時候
，You know what's in Peter's mind？
知唔知彼得諗緊咩咧
？Say, oh no, I don't think this will work。
我相信彼得就係咁諗咁樣打網唔得嘅一定。
It'll be a waste of my time。
係嘥我時間嘅啫。
But Peter reluctantly he obeyed the Lord。
但係彼得雖然唔係好願意佢係遵行耶穌嘅吩咐。
So this little leap of faith changed his life.
所以呢少少嘅信心就將佢嘅生命改變
過來。So he let down the net, and here the passage told me that he caught one of his biggest catch ever in his life.
所以佢就下網咁聖經告訴我哋佢所撈到嘅魚佢一生所撈嘅係最多嘅。
You know, when Peter saw that catch,
當彼得見到所撈到嘅魚嘅時候
，he not just saw the fish, but he encountered Jesus in a real way.
佢唔單止見到魚，佢係遇見耶穌，佢係真真正正嘅遇見耶穌。
You know, when someone encountered the Lord, something happened.
當一個人遇見主嘅時候，有啲嘢就會發生啦。
Because Jesus said, "I'm the light of this world."
因為耶穌告訴我哋，佢就係光。
So when Peter encountered Jesus, he encountered this light.
所以當彼得遇見耶穌嘅時候，佢就遇見呢個世界嘅光。
So first he saw how filthy he is, how ugly he was inside.
首先佢看見自己裏面係如何嘅污穢。
So he saw how unworthy he is standing in front of God.
佢見到自己係如何嘅不配站立喺主嘅面前。
So that's why Peter said, "Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinner."
所以彼得就係咁講，主下離開我，我是個罪人。
You know, when someone enter into the light of God,
大家知唔知道當一個人進入神嘅光嘅時候
，something happen.
有啲事情就會發生。
You get to know who God is.
你會認識神係如何一位。
When we enter into the light of God, there's a fear would strike us.
當你進入神嘅光嘅時候，你嘅心就開始產生恐懼。
It is the fear of the Lord.
你係開始敬畏神。
Now this is a different kind of fear.
係唔同嘅害怕。
A couple of weeks ago, we were having lunch. After church here,
幾個星期之前，我哋喺聚會之後，我哋一同用膳。
So I was talking to Larry.
我就同Larry 弟兄傾偈。
And he was trying to feed his younger boy.
佢就喂緊佢個年輕嘅仔去食飯。
And his boy was giving him a hard time.
咁呢個細路仔就好扭計。
He won't eat.
佢唔肯食嘢。
You know what Larry did?
Harry 咁做咗咩咧
？You know what Harry did？
大家知唔知 Harry 做咗咩咧
？So he told his son, he said, "You better eat, otherwise I'm going to call Uncle Sherman."
咁佢就話俾佢個細路仔聽，你快啲食飯，如果你唔食飯，我就叫 Sherman 伯伯過嚟。
You know, I saw the fear just came over him.
咁我睇個細路仔，我就見到佢害怕啦。
And he opened up his mouth.
佢即刻打開口食嘢。
Now, this is not the kind of fear we talk about.
咁呢個害怕唔同我哋喺呢段經文所講嘅害怕。
Here we talk about is the fear of the Lord.
呢度所講嘅係害怕神係敬畏神。
It is a fear that you know more about God.
敬畏是因着你更加认识神而来的。
In Deuteronomy, it said here, fear the Lord your God and to love him.
在生命记那里说你要敬畏神尽心尽性的爱他。
It talks about when you fear God, you love him more.
当你敬畏神的时候你就会更加爱他。
It's a different kind of fear.
是不同刚才所说的害怕。
When you fear God more, you love him more.
当你敬畏神的时候你就更加爱慕他。
It is a joyful fear.
是一个充满喜乐的敬畏。
It's a humble fear.
是一个谦卑的敬畏。
When you strike by this fear of God,
当你心里面产生这个敬畏的时候
on one hand you feel unworthy.
一方面你感到不配。
But on one hand you feel embraced.
另外一方面你感充满喜乐。
On one hand, you feel weak.
一方面你感到软弱。
On one hand, you feel strengthened.
另外一方面你感到被坚固过来。
You know, when you embrace by the fear of God,
当你被神的敬畏来充满的时候
On one hand, you feel nothing.
一方面你感到自己是一无所有。
But on the other hand, you feel you have received everything.
但另外一方面你是感到已经得到一切。
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
So is this fear that would change your value?
这个敬畏能够改变你一切的价值观。
You see what heavenly treasure is, what earthly treasure is.
你看见地上的财宝是什么，天上的财宝是什么。
You see what pleases God, what doesn't please God.
你看见有什么事情是神喜悦，有些什么事情是神不喜悦的。
When you know God, something happens.
当你认识神的时候事情就改变过来。
God will rearrange your life.
神是会将你的生命改变过来。
Now, let me repeat this. Your life will be rearranged.
我再讲一次你的生命是会被神重新安排过来。
When you encounter God,
当你遇见神的时候
Your disordered life will become order.
你混乱的生活就会被神整理得整整有条。
Before what seems to be important to you, now it's not as important.
之前你认为重要的现在变得不重要。
I know for myself.
我知我自己。
I have this disorder.
我知道里面有一种的混乱。
The order, the priority is off.
我的次序是不对。
But when I encounter God,
但当我遇见神之后
God will let me see that I am out of order.
神就给我看见我的次序是非常的混乱。
So Peter saw his order was wrong.
所以彼得在这里看见他的次序是混乱了。
When you fear God, you're afraid to lose God.
当你敬畏神，你害怕失去神的时候。
When you fear God to a point, you're afraid not to please God.
当你敬畏神到一个地步，是害怕使神不喜悦的时候。
Then God become your core identity.
神就成为你的重心。
I remember when I first God put me the desire to study His Word.
我记得当神将读佢嘅话嗰个心意放喺我心里面嘅时候
，there's something changed. It rearranged my life.
咁我嘅生活就开始改变。我嘅生活就重新被安排。
At that time, I was taking piano lesson.
嗰阵时我学紧琴。
There was something I always wanted to learn since I was a little boy.
我小小个嘅时候已经想学琴噶啦。
And I was taking lesson. I was able to, you know, play some simple songs.
咁我学琴，我能够弹一啲好简单嘅音乐。
And then I was also start picking up tennis.
咁嗰阵时亦都开始学打网球。
But at that time, I know I have to give up piano.
当我知道要读神的话之后，我就知道我要放弃学琴。
I know I have to give up even tennis.
啊，我亦都知道我要放棄啊學打網球。
Because my priority changed.
啊，因為我嘅次序啊改變啦。
Because when you encounter God, your sense of value change.
啊，因為當你遇見神嘅時候，啊，你嘅價值觀啊係被改變過嚟。
Many years ago, when God asked me to serve Him.
啊，好多年前，當神啊呼召我去服侍佢嘅時候。
I don't know what direction God is will lead me.
啊，我唔知道啊神啊係點樣帶領我。
But in my mind, God may have asked me to step down from my career.
啊，但喺我啊心裏面啊，神可能叫我啊放棄我嘅事業。
To sell everything to follow Him.
啊，要去啊變賣我一切嘅財產去跟隨佢。
But you know that when I was really When that thought came to me, tears come into my eyes.
啊，當我咁樣諗嘅時候，我就開始流淚。
But those were joyful tears.
啊，但係啊，呢個嘅淚係一個充滿喜樂嘅眼淚。
Those were joyful fear.
啊，係啊，充滿喜樂嘅敬畏。
So, brother and sister, we need to encounter God. We need to have that leap of faith.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我哋實在需要遇見神。啊，我哋去要踏呢個啊信心嘅一步。
There was one time I encountered God was when sister Stella, she was with us for a couple of years.
啊，咁另外一次我遇見神嘅時候啊，就係Stella 姊妹喺我哋當中啊嗰段時間。
She called us and asked us to go and talk to her mother-in-law. She was she had two more weeks to live. She was dying of cancer.
啊！嗰次啊 ，Stella 打電話俾我哋，啊，叫我去啊去見佢嘅外母，啊，因為佢外母啊，剩得兩個星期啊嘅生活嘅啫。個奶奶，佢 Stella 姊妹嘅奶奶。
So my wife and I we went。
啊，所以我同太太啊就去咗嗰度。
And it was not easy. I mean, it was something we haven't done that much.
啊，咁啊。好困難啊，因為之前啊，我哋都唔係好多次啊傳福音嘅啫。
But we pray God to give us a courage.
啊，但係我哋祈求神啊，俾我哋有膽量。
So in 5 minutes, we just share with her the gospel.
啊，所以我哋用咗5分鐘嘅時間啊，同佢傳福音。
And she accepted the Lord as her Savior.
啊，佢之後就接受咗主作佢嘅救主。
You know, because that little leap of faith we did.
啊，就係因為我哋走出呢個信心嘅一步。
We encounter God.
我哋遇见神。
We encounter the love of God.
我哋遇见神嘅爱。
In a greater way.
啊，喺个更高层次嘅爱。
We encounter the power of His resurrection in a deeper way.
啊，我哋更深啊一层去经历啊佢复活嘅大能。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姊妹
，Would you make that leap of faith?
啊，你愿唔愿意走出？啊，信心嘅呢一步咧
，maybe tell your friend you're a Christian
啊可能啊就係話俾你朋友聽你係基督徒。
Do all your friends know that you are a Christian？
啊，你所有嘅朋友啊都知唔知道啊你係基督徒咩
？Do all your relative know that you're a Christian？
啊，你所有嘅親戚係咪都認識你一個基督徒咧
？Pray to God that they'll give you the courage。To share your faith with them.
啊，求神啊，都俾我哋有胆量啊，将我哋嘅信啊，系传俾佢哋。
If God put that burden on you,
啊，如果神啊将呢个负担放喺你心里面
，take that leap of faith.
啊，你就要走出信心嘅呢一步。
Just like what Peter did.
啊，就好似彼得啊所做嘅。
He cast that nets on the side.
啊，佢将网啊放下。
You know our barrier sometime to follow God.
好多時候我哋跟隨主嗰個嘅障礙。
It's because you rely on your own experience.
就係我哋好多時候都係依靠我哋自己個人嘅經歷。
Because we think it doesn't work.
因為我哋認為唔通嘅。
And sometimes we put limitation on ourselves.
好多時候我哋就覺得自己係做唔到。
Because you think you're too young。
因為我哋係太年輕。
You think you're not good enough。
或者我哋係唔夠好。
But God said, put that leap of faith, that faith act。
但係神係告訴我哋走出呢個信心嘅一步。
So we learn to trust God when we encounter God。
所以當我哋遇見神嘅時候我哋就懂得去依靠佢。
You know, when we all first start to be a Christian,
當我哋每一個人剛剛開始做基督徒嘅時候
,You said, well, I'll come to church if I like it.
我哋可能話如果我喜歡嘅話我哋就嚟聚會啦。
Now, some of your parents brought you when you're little, you don't have that choice.
在我們當中可能你小小個就跟父母來的了所以你沒有這樣的權利去選擇。
But you may say, I'll pray if I feel better.
但是可能你會說我會祈求神讓我有這個願意。
Or you may say, I'll follow Jesus if I will get the things I look for.
可能或者你會說如果我得到我所想要的我就跟隨主了。
And some of you may say, I will serve God.If God will provide all the financial need I have.
或者你會說如果神在經濟上充滿滿的去供應我的時候我就開始服侍神了。
Have we all done that?
大家是不是都這樣做過呢?
I've done that.
我自己試過這樣。
But this is what is, if there's any if in your relationship with God.
但如果你和神的关系中有这个如果的话
That's not a real trust.
这个就不是真正的信靠。
If there's an if in your relationship with God,
如果你和神中间有这个如果的话
You're really using God to get what you want.
你只是利用神来得到你所想要得到的东西。
You know, knowing God, the fear of the Lord is an unconditional trust.
大家知不知道认识神敬畏神是一个无条件
You know, when we read John, the Gospel of John, the Lord talk about, I am the good shepherd.
大家知不知道当我们读约翰福音的时候神是说我是好牧人。
There's a story about a shepherd in England.
在英国那里有一个关于牧羊人的故事。
It described that, you know, because of the life there is very,dirty, there's a lot of bugs, a lot of flies that would surround this sheep.
是那裡說到在英國那處的地方是很骯髒的有很多昆蟲對這些羊的生活也是很困難的。
So this sheep can virtually be eaten alive by these bugs.
在那裡所住的羊呢能夠被那些昆蟲是活生生的咬死。
So every now and then, the shepherd will have to bring the sheep. They will flock the sheep into a big septic tank.
所以牧羊人时常是要将啲羊送到去一个好大嘅桶里面。
It's an anti-infectious tank.
是一个消毒嘅桶。
So the sheep will be emerged, you know, under this liquid.
咁呢隻羊就被牧羊人是完全的浸入这些液体里面。
You know, the sheep would fight, they would try to come out, and then, but the shepherd would struggle, and they would smack the sheep on the face, they would throw the sheep into the solution.
这只羊当它被这样浸入水的时候它会挣扎但这只牧羊人是坚持要是拱这只羊入去这些消毒的液体里面。
But you know, from the sheep's standpoint, they didn't have an explanation why they were smacked.
但是从这只羊的角度来讲他们不知道为什么他是被牧羊人这样去拱入这些液体里面。
But the shepherd did it for the sheep.
但是牧羊人这样做是为着羊的缘故。
You know, sometimes something happened to us in our life, God may not give us an explanation.
很多時候有些事情發生在我們生命裡面我們不知道為什麼。
And if you don't trust God,
如果你不依靠神的話
Even God did not give you an explanation.
或者神沒有解釋給你聽為什麼。
You may have anxiety and bitterness.
你心里面可能充满了害怕。
But you know, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
大家都记得耶稣说我是好牧羊人。
The good shepherd lay down his life for you.
好牧人是为羊舍命。
You know, the wisdom between the shepherd and the sheep is so big.
大家知不知道牧羊人那个智慧和羊那个智慧是有很大的差别呢？
The wisdom between us and God is just so far apart.
同样我们的智慧和神的智慧相比是天与地的分别。
But you know our problem?
大家知不知道我们的问题呢？
We will not put ourselves in the hand of the good shepherd.
我们不愿意将自己交托在牧羊人的手当中。
You know where we put ourselves in?
大家知不知道我们将自己交托在哪里呢？
Maybe our work.
就是交托在我们的工作。
Maybe our success.
我们的成就。
Maybe our material things.
或者是物质上的一切。
Or maybe on people.
或者是其他人。
You think when my husband or my wife will bring me joy?
你会想你的太太丈夫会将喜乐带给你。
Or your children will give you that sense of belonging?
或者你的儿女能够使你感到你拥有一些东西。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹，
we should be putting ourselves in the hand of the good shepherd.
我们实在要将自己交托在牧羊人的手当中。
Will you do that?
你会不会愿意这样做呢？
Is there something that you have put ahead of God?
你是不是 有些东西你是将这些东西放在神前面呢？
If you have put anything ahead of God, you know what that's called?
如果你将一些东西放在神面前，你知不知道这些东西是称为什么呢？
Or if you put anything ahead of God,
如果你是将一啲嘢擺喺神前面一個地位嘅時候
，Or God is more important than that, or that thing is more important than God。
而呢件嘅物件呢件事情係比神更加重要嘅時候
，That's called disorder。
呢個就係混亂啦，
失咗次序。
就係失咗次序啦。
So Peter took that leap of faith. He cast the nets down.
所以彼得踏出呢个信心嘅第一步，佢将网放落水里面。
He encountered God.
佢遇见神。
He had this joyful fear.
佢心里面有呢个充满喜乐嘅敬畏。
He knew God.
佢认识神。
And he followed God.
佢跟随神。
Now this should be a path we all be walking in.
彼得所走的路实在同样需要是我们今天所走的路。
So today is God, is Jesus just your Savior?
今天耶稣对你来说是不是只是救主呢？
Or is he your good shepherd?
定是他是你的好牧羊人呢？
We all wish we can do that right away, don't we?
我们大家都希望主是我们的牧羊人。
But you know, the more you know about the love of God,
但是大家知不知道我们认识神的爱更多。
The more you know how much Jesus loves you,
当我们认识耶稣是如何爱我们的时候，
the more we would give up our rights and follow Jesus.
我们就更加愿意放弃自己的权利去跟随耶稣。
In 1 Peter, you talk about grow up in your salvation.
在彼得前书那里讲到我们要在我们的救恩上面去成长。
So we have been saved as children of God.
我们已经被拯救过来，我们已经是神的儿女。
But in 1 Peter it's talk about we have to grow up in our salvation.
但是在彼得前书那里讲到我们要在我们救恩上面去长大。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 it said,Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
在腓利比书第二章十二节那里讲到我们要是敬虔的去在我救恩上面去成长。
You know, the more you fear God,
我们敬畏神更多
This is that joyful fear, that humbling fear.
啊，当我哋啊有呢、这个啊啊喜乐，充满喜乐，充满谦虚嘅敬畏嘅时候
，the more God become your knowledge, you truly know God.
啊，我哋更加认识神，我哋真正认识神嘅时候
，and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Then you will have the wisdom to know what's right and wrong.
啊，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。啊，所以我哋就有呢个嘅啊智慧。去認識對與錯。
You know how to trust God.
我哋亦都懂得去如何嘅去倚靠神。
I want to share a couple of story to let us really know how much Jesus loves you.
我願意同大家分享幾個故事嚟去解釋耶穌係如何嘅愛我哋。
In Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2.
喺希伯來書第十二章第二節嗰度講到。
Let's all turn to that.
我哋请大家都打开嗰段嘅经文。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
So it's on the later part.
是那一節的後一半。
Chapter 12, verse 2, the later part. Let's talk about Jesus.
希伯來書第十二章第二節的後一半是講到耶穌。
He said, For the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame.
那裡講到他因那擺在前面的喜樂就輕看羞辱，忍受了十字架。
You know when Jesus is the Son of God，
你大家都知道耶穌是神的兒子。
He had all the glory in heaven。
在天上面，他擁有所有的榮耀。
So what do you think Jesus will gain by giving up all his glory, came into this world and died on the cross for you？
大家知唔知道佢？来到地上在十字架上面死为了得着什么呢
What do you think Jesus will gain? What kind of joy he will gain?
大家知不知道耶稣这样做会得到什么呢他是得到如何的喜乐呢
Now we've been studying the book of Genesis.
我们大家都读着创世纪。
I think we don't need to look at the scripture, but I'll just tell you, remember the story with Jacob.
大家記唔記得關於雅各嗰個故事呢
？How many of you remember Jacob？
大家記唔記得雅各呢
？Who is father-in-law？ What's his name？
雅各嘅外父係邊個呢
？Laban。
拉賓。
All right. Now, is Laban a good person or a bad person？
拉賓係好人定壞人呢
？He's pretty rough, right？
佢都幾粗魯。
He's very difficult。
亦都係一個好難相處嘅人。
So remember, in Genesis chapter 29, it said that Jacob loved Rachel.
大家记唔记得喺创世纪第二十九章嗰度讲到雅各爱拉结。
Let's take a look at that. Seems like some of you has forgotten this.
大家可能都忘记咗啦，所以我哋请大家打开创世纪第二十九章。
So we're looking at verse 18.
第十八節。
So verse 18 it said, Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, I will work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter Rachel.
雅各愛拉結就說我願為你小女兒拉結服侍你七年。
Okay.Now look at verse 20.
第二十節。
He said, So Jacob served 7 years.
雅各就為拉結服侍了七年。
He not just worked for 7 years, he served for 7 years.
他不是 就係七年工作，佢係服侍咗七年。
To get Rachel，
佢為著得到拉結嘅緣故。
Said here, but they seems like only a few days to him, because of his love for her。
喺呢度講到，他因為深愛拉結，就看這七年如同幾日。
You see how much Jacob loved Rachel？
喺呢度見到雅各係如何嘅愛拉結。
So how he endured the hardship for 7 years serving Laban？
喺呢度見到佢如何能夠容忍七年裏面去服侍拉賓。
But you know, for Jacob, it's only like a few days.
但係對於雅各嚟講，七年如一日。
It's because of his love for Rachel.
完全因為佢對拉結嘅愛。
You know why Jesus go to the cross？
大家知唔知道點解耶穌去到十字架嗰度咧
？Because we are his Rachel。
因為我哋就係主嘅拉結。
We are his Rachel。
我哋就係主嘅拉結。
So brother and sister, we need to love the Lord like he is Rachel.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋實在要愛主如同雅各愛拉結一樣。
There's another story I'd like to share.
You're
all very familiar.
有另外一個故事大家都好熟悉嘅，願意同大家交通。
Remember when Jesus was on the cross?
大家記唔記得當耶穌喺十字架上面嘅時候
？He was mocked by the priest, by the teacher of the law.
佢係被文士被拉比去嘲笑。
They said he trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants to.
佢哋咁樣講他倚靠神神若喜悅他，現在可以救他。
You know, Jesus, when he was on the cross, the Pharisees were mocking, saying, Jesus trusts in God, so let God rescue him at this time.
就係當耶穌喺十字架上面嘅時候，呢啲文士就咁樣取笑耶穌。佢話他倚靠神，神如果喜悅佢嘅話，可以救佢。
You know, that's probably the logical thing for the Pharisee to say.
對於呢班法利賽人嚟講，佢哋咁樣講係可以明白嘅。
Because all along Jesus said he trusts God.
因為一直耶穌都係話佢倚靠神。
You know, throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, the word trust came up.
大家知唔知道喺舊約聖經喺新約聖經裏面倚靠呢個字
？Trust
信靠。
Everywhere in the Bible, when they talk about trust me, trust me，
當聖經咁樣講信靠我，信靠我嘅時候
，God will always say， I will not let you down。
神都會話我唔會丟棄你。
Everywhere in the Old Testament, New Testament, when God said trust me，
喺舊約聖經、新約聖經，每一次信靠呢個字出現嘅時候。神都咁樣講。
But you know when Jesus trusts God，
但係當耶穌信靠神嘅時候
，He was abandoned by God。
佢係被神丟棄。
He abandoned God because He loved us。
神丟棄佢嘅兒子，因為佢愛我哋。
You know from the very beginning of time，
從一開始
，When Adam came into the Garden of Eden，
當亞當。進入呢個伊甸園嘅時候
，God said, "Trust me, and do my work, and I will provide for you."
神話信靠我我會供應你。
And centuries later, when Jesus came into the Garden of Gethsemane,
好多年之後當耶穌進入呢個客西馬利園嘅時候
，You know when Jesus prayed to God，
當耶穌向神祈求嘅時候
，God said, "Trust me."Drink this cup.
神話信靠我飲呢個杯。
But you know what Jesus know in his heart?
但大家知唔知耶穌喺心裏面明白啲咩咧
？If he trusts God, God will crush him into powder.
耶穌清楚知道如果佢信靠神嘅話神就將佢壓碎。
But he see the joy set ahead of him.
但係佢看見擺喺佢面前嘅喜樂。
because we are His Rachel.
因為我們就是主的拉結。
Jesus knows that if he hold on to his life,
耶穌深深知道如果他抓住他自己的生命的時候
we will lose our life.
我們就會失去我們的生命。
But if Jesus lost his life on the cross,
但是若果他在十字架上失去他的生命的時候
he will pay our debt.
他就為我們付了這個的贖價。
And we will gain life.
我們就得到生命。
Jesus trusts God.
耶稣信靠神。
For you and me.
为着你和我的缘故。
So today, will you trust God?
所以今天你愿不愿意信靠神呢?
Will you trust Jesus?
你要不要信靠耶稣呢?
Jesus has trust God and gave his life for us.
耶稣信靠神他是将他的生命是为着我们来去失去。
So will you trust God and follow Him?
你愿不愿意去信靠神，去跟随祂呢?
You know, when Jesus trusts God, He was crushed.
当耶稣信靠神，神就将祂压伤。
You know, but when we trust God,
但当我们信靠神的时候
when we give up our own rights,
当我们放弃我们自己的权利的时候
when we give up to live for ourselves,
当我们放弃为自己而活
When you trust God and follow Him,
当我们信靠神跟随祂的时候
you will not be abandoned,
你是不会被丢弃
but you will be embraced,
你是会被拥抱过来
Isn't that a good deal?
是不是一个很好的一件事呢
So we need to, just like Peter, we need to take that leap of faith,
所以我们实在要好像彼得一样踏出信心的一步
We need to step out of our comfort zone
我们要走出我们所感到舒服的地方
Are you willing to do that?
你愿不愿意这样做呢
Will you trust God?
你愿不愿意去信靠神呢
Do you trust God?
你信不信靠神呢
Will you trust God?
你会不会信靠神呢
Jesus has died on the cross for you.
耶稣已经在十字架上面为你死。
Will you make that leap of faith?
你愿不愿意踏出信心的这一步呢?
It is a process.
是一个过程。
But are you willing?
但你愿不愿意呢?
The Bible says, seek and you will find.
圣经告诉我们去寻你就寻见。
So let us sing our hymn again.
所以我们请再唱刚才所唱的诗歌。
We'll sing him 332 again.
诗歌332首。
We'll sing stanza 1.
第一节。
Twice.
我们唱第一节两次。
And then after that, we will open up for brother and sister.
唱完之后我们将时间交给弟兄姊妹。
For you to respond to God's love.
让弟兄姊妹向主的爱有一些回应。
And we will give our prayer back to God.
我们会将我们的一切的祷告交给神。
So when God speaks to you, we shall respond in our prayer.
当神向你说话的时候，我们要在祷告里面回应祂。
332。
诗歌332首。
Stanza 1。
第一节。
Two times。
唱两次。
Let's all stand up.
我们请起立唱。
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.